Sì.
K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C.
KEATV Mobile monitoring statewide one from Bay County. KGO monitoring. KGO monitoring. NAKPP.
K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening? K-E-H-Z-K-C, you listening?
KEATVB monitoring from M55 coming into the Pecan County.
K-E-H-Z-K-C from Howell, coming in through the Fenton Tower.
Nice to meet you. My name here is Gabe. I'm currently traveling towards West Branch, driving westbound, so I might be dropping in and out a little bit. I'm going to head to West Branch, grab some food, and then head on down to Bay City where I live. Was up here in the family cabin up at Hale, doing some brush hogging out in the food plot, so just heading home for the night.
Really have to raise a fun time. I might drop out as well. My apartment is in the exact center of the range of the Danville repeater, and the Fenton repeater, and the Novi repeater. And depending on the moment, none of the repeaters will reach me. So if I drop out, I don't know, a gust of wind picked up or something and takes me off. But yeah, I'm just kind of taking it easy out here tonight. Figured I'd try my hand at hopping out here and seeing if I could actually reach any of the repeaters tonight.
Well, you haven't dropped out for me yet, so with both of us being right on the fringe of all these repeaters, I guess the system's doing pretty good. What kind of radio and antenna are you using to get into these repeaters?
Got a BTEC DMR 6x2 Pro. The difference between the Pro and the 6x2 regular is the roaming feature, which is how I now know I'm in the middle of all of them. And I got an old mag mount my brother drug out of my grandfather's basement that has to be at least 50 years old. And it's sitting on the balcony of my deck on a piece of sheet metal. So if I had a better antenna, it would probably work out better. But for now, it's what I got, and it works quite well.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it is working well. That roaming feature is really nice. I love that you can do that on this system. I've got my truck set up so that I can roam statewide 1-2 and then all the event channels. And then I set up RX, like RX scan list. I'm kind of thinking the right term, but basically if I'm roaming on event 1, it also monitors event 1 and event 3 that would be on the same time slot, so I don't accidentally step on anyone. So I like that you can roam on these things.
Oh yeah, I just discovered, I kind of knew about it, but I didn't know how to program it, and I finally said today when I get home from work, I'm going to figure it out. But normally what I do is I roughly know where the cutoffs are for the towers, and I'll turn DigiMonitor on, and I'll just jump from tower to tower on dual slot, and whatever comes in, I'll look down and see what slot it is and switch over to the time slot, the top group that way. So I guess my next experiment would be the top group monitor you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name right now. And since I'm using the radio, I can't look in the menu to figure it out. But I know what you're talking about. I might try that next, just for experimentation.
Yeah, it's a nice feature, but I also do what you do. If I'm traveling and I don't really want to think about radio, I'll just set my radio to roam. But if I'm in my home county, I'll generally hop from tower to tower because then I can scan time slot 1 and time slot 2. And then I've also got another DMR repeater in Bay County that has access to some Rangmeister talk groups. I don't use that repeater nearly as much. It doesn't seem to have as much activity, but lots of good options for DMR, it seems.
Oh, yeah, I love DMR. Unfortunately, Howell, it used to have a Brandmaster repeater that was hooked up to our network until, it's a long story that's actually kind of funny, but long story short, it's no longer DMR, it's YSF, and we're switching everything to YSF because everybody in Howell likes YSF better than DMR, so the nearest DMR repeater is going to be Fenton, Novi, and Danville in that nice little triangle there. So when we get good conditions, I can do DMR, but other than that, I have to get a YSF radio, just because that's what everybody uses around here, and we're switching all the repeaters to that. But for the longest time, we had a mixed mode repeater where it was YSF and DMR, and whoever got to it first got to use their protocol, and it was hooked up to Brandmaster and whatever the YSF version is for Brandmaster. And I thoroughly enjoyed it right up until it no longer worked after a rather funny incident that kind of crashed that. But, yeah, I enjoy DMR. It's, in my opinion, the better sounding, of the best sounding, rather, of the digital protocols.
Okay, I was just talking to someone earlier today who was talking about the Yaesu System Fusion. I've never used it, and I don't know a ton of people up by where I live that do use it. I'm sure they do exist. I've only ever used P25 and DMR, and I actually prefer P25. However, there's not nearly as much infrastructure to support it, so I kind of got out of the P25 a little bit. I still have one handheld for P25 that me and my buddies talk on Simplex. And there is one P25 repeater up here, but we don't use it as much as we should, so I kind of just settled on DMR, well, mainly because of the system, and then through the DMR radio in the truck, and that's what I'm working with now. But so are you a technician class or general class? Do you do any HF work too?
I've never done P25. I've wanted to, but I just can't justify the cost of the radio. Nobody around here uses it. But yeah, YSF, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. You treat it like analog. You type in your frequency, your input, output, and you just key up. You don't got to deal with talk groups. And when you do deal with a talk group, it's you're telling the repeater what to do. You're not doing it to, like, a DMR or a little bit of P25, I do know, like P25 where you got to have the talk group matching, where with Yaesu, it just treat it like analog, type in and go. So that's kind of why everybody else around here likes it, I think. It's just simplicity, not having to think about it. But, yeah, I'm just a tech right now. I thought about getting my general, and I probably will at some point, but I live in an apartment, and I don't really feel like doing POTA. So it's kind of just, I don't have a spot to put a good HF antenna up, so I just haven't bothered to get my license yet to utilize it. And when I do HF, it's through the radio club, so it goes under that license, like on field day, for example. So I just haven't had to get my own license yet for it.
Okay, yeah, nothing wrong with that, and I totally understand your logic with being in the apartment. I personally don't mind POTA. I kind of like getting out there and doing that. I haven't done it at all, though, this year. I've just been too busy. And, you know, HF is a lot different than doing the repeater stuff, and it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff you can do, so a little bit of something for everybody. So I know a couple people that do HF from their apartment, and what they settled on was their HF radio, and then they, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of the name of the antenna. It's like a magnetic, it's like a circular antenna. I can't think of the name, but it takes up practically no space. And that's how they operate from within the confines of an apartment. No vertical, no wire antenna. I don't know why I can't think of the name of it, but that's what they do. Using, if you ever do get into it, you can look up doing that style of antenna.
Well, I know what you're talking about. It's just one of those, I'm not in a good vertical spot here. But I've thought about it, and at some point I eventually will go up to tech, and, not tech, but general rather, and definitely do some HF. It's fun. I mean, I enjoy it when I do it. It's just kind of for what I do, it's just nicer. You know, the digital side with DMR kind of, when Brandmaster still through the repeater and until I get a hotspot, which is, I will eventually. It's been on my list for almost a year now. But the DMR kind of does the worldwide for me for that aspect of it. I was cheating, but it still works, and it, you know, it's a good substitute for kind of nights like tonight where you're just kind of bored looking for someone to talk to.
Yeah, no, hey, I totally respect that, and I get that, and I've been using DMR more than HF, so I definitely see where you're coming from. Give me just 1 minute here. I'm gonna run through the drive through, so I gotta turn the radio down. KE8PBB, I'll be back.
All righty, KE8ZKC, I'll be listening.
KE8PBB, last ring, statewide one from West Branch.
KE8ZKC.
KE8ZKC. I'm up here at West Branch. It's 65 degrees, and I'm really enjoying that it's not 90.
Well, yeah, about the same downstate here. No kidding. I work in a shop with no AC, keep the doors open all day, and 90 degrees and 100% humidity is not a fun time during the day. And then, you know, you get home and your wife wants to go out, and I'm like, I want to sit in the air conditioning and cool off for about 4 or 5 hours. So, yeah, this 65 degrees is nice.
Yeah, I'm in the opposite boat as you. I work in the air, but I don't have air at home yet. I'd like to add central air next year. What kind of stuff do you guys produce in the shop?
I work for the school district for Howell and fix the school buses and make sure that things stay on the road. So all summer I'm also the only one that's very skinny. You know, I'm a very skinny guy, so I got put on interior duty. Redoing the floorboards, redoing all the seats, you know, redoing all the stairwells, just making them look professional again after a year of actually these particular buses, probably 10 years of being abused and not maintained. So I've been doing all that, and there's not a lot of circulation through that bus. And I tried to put a fan on there one time and got a bunch of sand and dust and everything blowing around inside the bus, so I quit doing that. So I just deal with the heat while I do my work, and, you know, of course when you're doing physical labor too, you just get hotter as the day goes on, so it's always a fun time.
Yeah, no kidding. So do you do a lot of the work on the plow trucks then in the winter down there too?
No, thankfully the school district operations deal with that. My only job is keeping the buses on the road and or taking a pickup truck and putting the bus back on the road when it decides to take a detour into a ditch. So I do have to go on rescue missions occasionally in the winter, which at times requires using the plow that we put on our service truck just to get us into an area where we can get the bus out if it's really stuck. But most of the time, just a tow rope and about wide open throttle would get the bus on stuff.
All right, very well. Yeah, I'm a fan of winter. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I enjoy the snow. I should say I'm a fan of winter when there's enough snow. If it's just going to be cold, dreary, then I'm not a fan of it. But if it's cold and we get dumped on with snow and a little bit of sunshine to lighten everything up, I enjoy it quite a bit then. I like to enjoy summer, but I'd say fall is my favorite, and then a good winter is hard to beat too. I don't mind summer though, except for when we get the humidity. Then I'm over it.
Oh yeah, I agree. I don't mind winter. When it gets snowy like that, that's when all the fun stuff happens at work, where, you know, all the rescue missions happen, and that's where the real fun is, because you don't know where you're gonna end up getting into. So I enjoy it. It always something funny happens after the fact. At the time, it's not funny, but about 30 minutes afterwards, it's pretty funny. So, yeah, I definitely enjoy the winter. I don't like the cold. When it gets that, you know, negative 20 wind chill with no snow, it's like, what are we doing? And I'm pretty sure when it snows, you kind of let the cold slide, because at least it creates some fun, because you know, when you're young, you know, you go out and you sled down the hill and you have fun. When you get older, you go out in your pickup truck and drift around the dirt roads and have fun that way. So either way, you have a lot of fun.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I love taking the truck out in the snow and bombing around. put it in four-wheel drive, and off you go. And then, but I tell you what, the last couple of years, it hasn't even been good enough for a lot of ice fishing up here, up on the Saginaw Bay. Some of the smaller inland lakes will freeze up, but on the Saginaw Bay, it requires a little bit deeper of a freeze. And so I'm getting to the point where if I don't go ice fishing this year, I might sell my shanty and my auger. I just haven't been getting my money's worth out of it. I'm tired of storing it.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, the minute you sell it is when you get a good freeze again. So no matter what you do, you're kind of screwed. I thought about selling my ice fishing stuff here a couple of years ago, and I just can't pull the board on it because I know what happens. Because I've done it once before where we had 3 or 4 years without a good freeze, and then I sold everything and then got a good freeze that next winter. So I don't know. It goes in waves.
Well, I'm due for an upgrade on my shanty. All these guys that I fish with got these ones where you can come into the doors on the side instead of from the front, so you don't have to step over the hole. So maybe I'll sell it, and we'll finally get to go ice fishing again, and then I'll be forced to upgrade it by one of the nicer shanties. Who knows? But, all right, I'm going to scarf down my food here and keep on driving. I got about an hour's worth of driving left back to do. So I'm gonna focus here for a little while so I don't smoke it here with the truck. But nice talking with you. I didn't catch your name, but my name is Gabe. Hopefully I'll catch you on the air again sometime later. Call sign is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Bravo Bravo. I'll be clearing your final, 73.
Sorry, Gabe. Name over here is Joey. And, yeah, it was good talking to you. KE8ZKC, I'll be listening for a little while here. KE8ZKC, that was loud and clear.